Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. Thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, June 4th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody.
And
what's
Jason
up, boys?
Bishop.
What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up? You know what's up? I got my screensaver, and I never know what it is, and it was a location, and it got me thinking there's a show. It was like a location of like a mountain in the woods, and who knows. Mm-hmm. I just have a random screensaver that pops up. Now it looks to be a little lion or cheetah. Who the hell knows? But there's a show which I'm semi-intrigued by. Do you remember Negan from The Walking Dead, Jason?
Yes.
The actor's name is Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah, he is married to a girl who's from Northern Virginia. She's from Sterling.
Mm.
Okay. She was an actress.
Local ties.
Yes, she's an actress.
Yeah, I remember. I don't remember who it is off the top of my head, but I do remember he was married to an actress who was from this area.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, right?
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, he's got a new game show. You know, Cakes has called it The Wasteland of Summer, I'm a little intrigued by this. There's no way we could ever pull it off. But they have a group of contestants in a blacked out bus.
Okay.
And then the contestants have to try and figure out where they are.
Oh, they get driven in a blacked out bus and just dropped off and they have to figure out
their apparently location? They get challenges and clues along the way. But let's say they just dropped you in Bern, Switzerland. Since we had a caller from Bern, Switzerland, you got to deduce where you are. Or they drop you in, I don't know, Yosemite Park.
That'd be hard.
That sounds butt difficult. Yep. I mean, I guess if you have enough clues and hints to figure out kind of where you are, that you could eventually figure it out. But that would be tough. Like, if they drop me in the middle of the Amazon, like in a rainforest somewhere, how am I going to know where
I'm at? So what do they do? I mean, they got to fly you somewhere.
I haven't seen the game show yet. Yeah. It just, again, I get my screensaver and I'm like, where the hell is that?
Yeah. Hmm.
And it just popped into my head that I was a little intrigued by that game
show. Might want to be a contestant.
Because I was a Negan Mark.
Test your skills.
He was the best character on Walking Dead.
He's married to Hillary Burton. That's her
name. I feel like that's a show that I would get into, but I also feel like it's so far down the tracks.
Which one?
Walking Dead. Yeah. Like, I never got into it.
You just never got into it?
But it's done.
That's what I mean. I'm saying it's already been like it, the whole thing is done. So I feel like now I'm too late to the party to get in on it.
There might be some spinoffs, but didn't you do that with Breaking Bad?
I did that with Breaking Bad. And then I was like, why did I wait so long to watch this amazing program? And then I watched Better Call Saul start to
finish. And there's definitely spinoffs of Walking Dead. I don't know the names of it, but there's definitely a spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of spinoffs.
I can't focus because the last couple of days, remember I told you I started that Bin Laden doc?
Yeah, did you finish it?
No, I didn't. But then this morning I drove in, I watched TMZ Investigates. They just put out the fifth plane and all of the evidence and all of the crew members that were on United 23 that no one talks about that luckily was grounded on 9/11, because there was a lineup of planes, two planes had already hit the World Trade Center, and then they shut down JFK Airport, and all of the crew members, they ended up getting settled and everything, and because they're all convinced they were the fifth plane, and it's based on crazy stuff. Like there was basically said it was no doubt it was a man in a hijab. Is that how you say that? A hijab,
not
or
sure.
You know the thing where the burqa thing,
yeah.
Where they're all dressed, all you can see is eyes.
Yeah,
but this person definitely stood out, had hair on their arms, and like all the crew members were like, it was definitely a guy. We didn't think much of it, but it was definitely a guy. And then there was somebody else of Arab descent who asked to see the cockpit, wanted to show his son the cockpit. They said, we can't let you in there. So he just looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were arguing about food because they couldn't eat meat and they were trying to find them fruit plates. And the Arabs said, we don't care. We don't want food. We just want to fly.
Right.
We just want to get it up in the air.
Sure.
And they
never
kept saying, like,
this.
No, it's a long, I know. No one talks about it.
Shocking.
No one talks about it. And they said, no, we want to get you fruit plates because it's a long flight. It's JFK to LAX.
Mm-hmm.
So we know you can't eat everything. They said they couldn't eat anything on the menu because it had meat.
Mm.
And then there was another person in business class. They didn't say what ethnicity was, but who was in a white t-shirt and just profusely sweating at 8 to 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
Just drenched in sweat. And so stood out to the crew members.
Sure.
And anyway, they did this whole investigation. These people were all ended up being compensated for stress and everything, but no one talks about it, and nobody knows where that one was going to go. Oh, by the way, there was another person that asked who was on the plate if they got the White House yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like these are all these strange things happened, and you know, makes sense that those four flights weren't the only ones.
Yeah,
that there were others potentially. Oh, and just the evidence is overwhelming that when they exited the plane, the pilot was told he had to lock it up. Right,
okay,
lock up the plane, get everybody out of there. Everybody hauled ass, got out of there. 30 minutes later, they could see people could see through the windows of the plane, two people inside the plane. They go in there, they look at the plane, and someone had accessed the plane from the bottom. Okay, you can be on the tarmac, and the crew can open it up and get into the electrical area of the plane. And then there's a ceiling tile, you pop that open, that was open. And they're like, that was not open when we left the plane. No, it wasn't open. And the theory is they went in there to retrieve box cutters or whatever that were stuffed in the pockets of the plane.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The theory. Because other planes, by the way, they found box cutters stuffed on the plane when they grounded them.
Mm-hmm.
9/11 was a show on 100 levels.
Of course.
And it's actually haunting.
It is a
terrifying day.
And you
obviously.
Keep, and, you know, because the Bin Laden doc, you know, the, like the 25th anniversary, you know, all this stuff that's floating around. You're seeing a lot of 9/11 stuff. And just to keep seeing those damn videos of those planes smashing, it's just so freaking haunting, so terrifying.
And it is haunting to think about if Flight 93, you know, the passengers took over, where that would have hit. It probably would have hit the White House.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Or the Capitol, I think, was also another.
Capitol, yeah. It was either going to be the Capitol or the White
target.
House.
Yeah, it was one of those two.
And it would have got there.
It wasn't,
it would have got there.
It wasn't
there.
That
the only
far
way
it from getting
is
there.
If it got shot down. And they might have.
Yeah,
they possibly. Might have done that at that point. Who knows? Anyway, my head was spinning as I was driving in this morning, listening to all of that.
Definitely distracted.
They interviewed all the crew members. They were all traumatized.
Yeah.
I think all the flight attendants ended up retiring after that. Never flew again with the United. I'm not sure about the pilot.
Crazy time.
Anyway, so I wasn't following much about the, you know, Anything else, really? I saw you guys out there. I know we're going to talk about it at 7 o'clock. We're out there balling, playing golf. You guys look great. Look like you're having a great time.
Had
you're
a great,
fired up.
Great weather.
Yep. That's great.
Great venue.
By the way, did you get good swag?
Got a nice golf hat.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Got a sleeve of three Titleist balls that I definitely lost two of.
Remember the one year we got
right
the nice,
drink?
That, is it that one that you're wearing right now? That FootJoy?
Actually, yeah, it is.
It is, right?
Yeah.
That was one.
Yeah,
I played
heart.
In that one.
They've given us good swag over the years.
That was a great.
Taking care
that was,
of us.
That was great.
Always a good event. The Purple Heart Open.
Right.
Hey, I was reading this morning in the Washington Post a column by Sally Jenkins, and I was not aware of this guy. Jason asked to put the French Open on every day. Yesterday, we couldn't figure out where TNT was on to watch Francis Tiafoe's match. Okay, right. Eventually figured it out that 551, which is usually the channel, it just doesn't work. You have to go to 51 because we don't have HD. She did a big article about this guy, Jason. How much do you know about this Brazilian that's 18 years old? She's trying to make it seem like he's the next big thing, Fonseca.
I don't know much about him at all.
He's not making a run right now?
Fonseca?
I thought the next big thing was supposed to be Alcaraz's little brother.
Fonseca's not in. He's not still alive in the French.
Oh. So he got bounced? She wrote this article about Fonseca. Yeah, I just stumbled onto it, and it was like she was trying to make it out seem like he's the next big thing.
Hmm.
So you're telling me Alcaraz's brother is the next big thing?
Well, I mean, that was a few years ago. There was like viral video of him hitting around when he was little. And
he won a couple matches.
Yeah,
Fonseca, you mean?
Yeah. But
he's not
ranked or anything, and he will be. But
I'm sure he's gonna be good.
18 and 20 year olds.
Got you. She was just like saying his forehand is 81 miles an hour.
I don't
have a frame of reference, but apparently incredible power. He's still kind of doughy with baby fat, but that he might have like that personality that people look for.
I don't know, but both the Americans lost yesterday, which is kind of a bummer. I mean, we expected Tommy Paul to lose, but I mean, there was a shot for Tiafoe, but he kind of got worked. Got worked in the fourth set. I was watching a little bit when I got home.
Yeah, you talk about the next big thing. I don't know why this popped in my brain, but Cakes will remember this. Maybe JP, maybe Jason. But, when we were coming up, remember Luke Jensen and his claim to fame? Right?
Yeah, he was ambidextrous.
He was the ambidextrous server.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always shocked.
And his brother Murphy?
I don't think they're brothers. Are they brothers?
I think though.
Yeah,
okay.
Remember they played doubles?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You know what? For some reason, I was thinking of... yeah, that's right. Murphy. Okay, yeah. I thought I was thinking of a soccer guy.
Weren't
Murphy
they twins?
I believe you.
I thought they were. But
Luke was an ambidextrous server, and that's right. I think he and his brother, they ended up winning some doubles stuff, right? Some doubles events. They had some success, modest success.
They won the French Open.
I'm always fascinated by ambidextrous guys. You see every once in a while. Remember Greg Harris was ambidextrous, pitched at the big league level, left hand and right hand.
Actually, Murphy Jensen was not his twin. It was his younger brother.
I've seen viral videos. I'm sure you guys have seen them too, of young kids, one in particular, coached by Serena's coach, who hits only forehands.
That's a good skill.
Wow.
Only forehands. So when it's on his left side, he hits lefty forehand. When it's on his right side, he hits a righty forehand, and it's sick. Now, I have no idea if that kid will ever be anything, but it's fascinating to see.
You top out.
Yeah.
Generally, it's been done before.
Yeah.
The problem is, at the pro level, it moves too fast.
Yeah.
The game moves
you
too
hit a
fast.
Ceiling.
And you can't switch hands you can't switch your racket that fast like that. And so I've seen that kid.
Right, it's amazing, though.
Yeah, it is incredible. And maybe he'll be the one, but so far it hasn't worked out.
It's great in theory, but maybe you're right. Maybe it is too fast. I have no idea.
Yeah, you can become an amazing like amateur player with that. But
my pickleball sensei at Norbeck has admonished me for trying to switch to my left.
On certain balls.
Like if I feel like it's harder to reach with my backhand.
Because then your left is going to be nubs.
It's okay. I mean, I can get it back, but he's right. Like, just flip it over with the hand that it's in. Yeah. It takes less time.
Yeah. Well, some people will do that because you do have more reach.
Sure.
You know.
I used to do it in ping pong every once in a while.
Yeah.
If the ball was getting behind me, switch it over and hit it back here.
Man, I'll see those videos, too, of those young, I don't know if they're Japanese, Koreans, Chinese. I'm very bad at that. But where they just train them, probably Chinese. and they have the ball machine, you know, and ping pong, and they just hit a million forehands in a row, and they're just like, they're like aliens.
They're just unreal.
And they're like, those reps, and they're like 5-year-old girls.
Dude, I did a session with a ball machine for tennis like last week.
Yeah. It wore your ass out.
Oh, I was shocked at how tired I was after after two go rounds. But I was like, I'm hitting like, that's probably hitting 160 balls, and you're moving between each one.
Of course.
I was a little bit winded, I'm not going to lie.
Right.
Of course. All right. A little bit later in the show, we'll fill you in on our foursome at 1757 and how we fared in the Purple Heart Open.
Where can people see this stuff online? Is that Sports Junkies?
You can see it
Twitter?
On Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram. Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter at Junks
Radio.
Can I
tell you what my favorite was before you guys talk about it? Was asking Cakes where whether he was aiming. Cakes obviously saying, I have no idea. Then Valdez showing him where to aim, and then Cakes missing it by a foot.
Yeah.
Like the target.
Oh, you talking about putting?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The putting
from like 3 feet away.
From like 3 feet away.
Yeah. I don't think my putting yesterday was the worst it's ever been.
But it wasn't great.
It certainly wasn't great.
You did drain one big one.
I did have one long putt.
It just wasn't on video.
Put it this way.
It's all good.
Dina was laying in bed last night and going through the clips. And when she came to the one of Cakes, she literally started screaming out loud laughing.
Hey, was I entertaining?
Entertaining.
Was there entertainment?
Did your job.
There you have it.
Entertaining.
Phone number is always, if you want to get in touch with us, 800-636-1067. You can text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's a local favorite. Since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings and salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Well, hey there.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Here, look at the date. It's the first Wednesday of the month. Everybody knows what that means. It's the Cakes Classic tonight at MGM National Harbor. Hope to see all of you fellow degenerates out there. Cards in the air at 7:15 p.m. If you knock anybody out, $50 bounty goes in your pocket. If you knock this guy out, if you knock Flakes out of the field, $300 goes in your pocket. Ooh. So would love to see you there.
Tasty.
Tonight at MGM National Harbor. It's basically my home away from home.
It really is.
I will be there tonight.
Yes, you will.
Looking forward to seeing you donkeys out there.
Hey, a little later in the show, we'll talk some baseball. John Shambi, one of the best ESPN Chicago Cubs play-by-play broadcaster. He'll join us at 8:20. Mm-hmm. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9. Right now, we open up the Junkie Sports page.
Sports page is driven by my favorite team, the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Head on over. Make sure you walk in the front door and ask for Josh Cochran. He's the GM. And just like I did, make a Malloy, Malloy.com. Still waiting for my Tahoe to be shipped up from Texas. Yeah, I
need to see this new ride when it shows up.
It's going to be silly.
I'm sure it's going to be great.
I saw one on the road, I think yesterday or Monday. And I thought to myself, that's going to be my ride.
It
looks so good.
Very good.
So hopefully that'll be delivered soon, next week or so.
You just better hope the guys at Homewood Suites don't take it for joy rides while you're sitting here doing the show. That would be no bueno.
They might do that.
You're going to get in, you see all this mileage on your car, not know where it came from.
Hey, it was a shocker to me. I don't know about you guys, but Tom Thibodeau let go as head coach of the Knicks yesterday.
Great coach. Great coach.
Jim Dolan and Leon Rose, who's the president of the team. He just led the Knicks to back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time since 1995. By far the team's most successful coach over the past two-plus decades, signed a three-year extension last summer.
So that means he's getting paid.
After the first 50-win season, they thought, okay, well, he's our guy.
Yeah.
And they let him go after getting ousted by the Indiana Pacers.
Terrible. And I think terrible. He gets them to the Eastern Conference Finals. They beat the Celtics. Nobody thought they were going to beat the Celtics.
Correct.
I mean, underlying issues? Is he just worn out his welcome there? Like I know that he's not the easiest guy to get along with.
It's not like he changed his personality from a year ago.
Right.
It makes me think that the players got involved somehow, and players are complaining about him.
There's criticism of him basically running his players into the ground.
Right.
Like he doesn't play a lot of guys. Yeah. The rotation is very short.
Yeah, that's what it tells me.
But his results are the best they've had since Jeff Van Gundy was the coach.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, he's been super successful. I think he's been a coach for 13 years. He's been successful pretty much everywhere he's been, Chicago, Minnesota, now the Knicks.
But you're probably right. You know, end of the season, they have their meetings, and maybe one or two players said that they were tired of him.
And look, I know Dolan is he's a polarizing figure. Maybe they're just didn't get along anymore. It had run its course there. Even though he had success and he got them to the Eastern Conference Finals, sometimes after guys are in a spot for a long time, they just look to part ways. I guess that's what happened.
Leon Rose, who's he's the team president, sent out the statement saying, "Our organization is singularly focused on winning a championship for our fans. This pursuit led us to the decision to inform Tom Thibodeau that we've decided to move in another direction."
I saw something online which said that Mike and the Mad Dog, who of course are not together anymore, both said they had inside sources as to who called this shot. One of them said it was Dolan. Mm. The other one said it was Leon Rose. So who knows?
Mm. All right.
Yeah, no idea.
Did the team president decide to fire Thibodeau, or did the owner say he's had enough of Thibodeau?
I mean, that's fine. He's a great coach.
Very good coach.
100%. He's a freaking great coach.
He may not be as good a coach as the dream coach who the Knicks fans, a lot of them,
want,
which is
who? Mike Malone?
No, Jay Wright.
Oh. Well, what about Danny Hurley?
Can you hear me, Matt?
I heard Hurley's name thrown
is
out there.
Jay
too.
Wright seriously considering it?
No,
I couldn't.
They don't think so.
That.
Like, yeah, from the people that know him, like Seth Davis, John Fonta, have said he's happy at CBS. Mm-hmm. He, you know, that's a you're taking the, one of the biggest. This is probably the second biggest job in the NBA.
Yeah.
And it brings an incredible amount of stress. But yeah, he did amazing things with those players. He was already a great coach.
Right.
And there, it would be a heck of a story if he went to the NBA and coached.
And I'm sure they would offer him, like, I don't know, who, what's the top guy making? Whatever he's making plus 25%.
I did see a video.
A crazy package to lure him there.
Where Jay Wright was asked, what's your dream NBA job? And he kind of shirked at first, but he ultimately did say the Knicks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could see it. Couldn't get a more high profile job. It just seems like he's so successful. Like, why would you even want to?
He's got a great life.
Dip your toes. Your life is
why
so
would you
great.
Want to deal with
paint,
the NBA?
Paint your legacy too.
You could taint your legacy. A lot of failure.
He went out on top.
Yeah, I mean, you're like a god right now.
I know, but you sleep on those competitive juices. Yeah.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. Ego. It's like who was it? Jay Gruden. He always said, you always think you could turn it. You know, teams around.
And you're getting a great coach. And you're getting three guys you already know.
Yeah, you always think you could turn them around.
If he has an itch,
yeah.
I like the theory.
I saw the leader in the clubhouse is now. Maybe this is just being thrown out by the media. Is Mike Malone, who was fired by the Nuggets, also New York City dude?
Mm-hmm. I don't see that because he rides his players just
I know,
like Thibodeau.
That's what they said. They said he's got a similar personality, but
and Jay Wright's we'll not. He's not even that old. He's 63. Like, if he came back for 3 or 4 or 5 years, he's still not even 70 at that point.
So the NBA Finals starts tomorrow night, Game 1 in Oak City. The Pacers' flight yesterday was diverted because of weather. They had to land in Tulsa, and then they refueled, but the plane took a scenic route around another band of weather before finally landing in Oak City, 4 hours behind schedule.
I mean, that's what happens when you're flying into Tornado Alley.
Correct.
I mean, and the storms are whipping at this point. It's storm season. You should be out chasing, Jason. What are you doing?
But they got there.
What are you doing stuck in here?
Yeah, now I got to get in touch with my guy, Reed Timmer.
That guy's all over the place.
I texted him a couple
His
times.
His hustle's unmatched.
I texted Reed Timmer a couple times. No response.
Nothing?
No, zippy.
Oh, he's like chasing around. Storms like in Minnesota.
I know, but it's weird because sometimes he'll respond, and then sometimes I just don't hear from him.
He's got his hands full right now because I follow Bob Menery, you know, who's kind of funny on social media, and Bob Menery is like chasing storms with him, and I think in Oklahoma, actually.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, currently.
That's
where I think he's going to be with him allegedly for the next 2 weeks.
I mean, that's where Reed Turner was based. He was based in Norman.
Yeah. Oh my God! Look at that! Look at that! The debris flies.
He was when I went out there.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure if he moved, but he chases everything. He chases hurricanes.
Right,
right.
I'm surprised he wasn't in Italy chasing the volcano.
Well, those people were running away from the volcano as quickly as
they
could.
They were
with their walking sticks.
How much is a flight from Indianapolis to Oklahoma City, like, in terms of length? Is that a one-hour flight? I mean, you said it was diverted, cost them four hours.
Indiana's kind of toward the middle of the country. Oklahoma City's basically smack dab in the middle of the country.
Maybe an hour and a half.
I'd say hour to an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, what's a joke is, and I know it's set in advance, is take a look at the NBA Finals schedule. They're going to play Wednesday, then there's a big break.
No, they play Thursday.
Okay, Thursday.
Then they play Saturday. No. Sunday, right?
I think so.
I think there's a 2-day
break.
And
then they might wait all the way till Wednesday to play again.
Yeah, I know.
It's a joke.
So are the Pacers just going to stay in Oak City for 2 full days? I guess they will. I mean, I can't imagine they're going to come back.
Unless you want to do extra flying.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense to come back. But they just stay there for 2 days before they play a game two?
Hour and 48 minutes is that flight. So maybe the quick flight, maybe they would go back. If there's 2 days in between. I don't know. You know what? I'd just stay.
I think you'd stay, but I just am more upset with the NBA schedule. Like, I like in hockey, and I know they did change it a little bit, that pretty much, you know, when the Caps are in the second round, they're playing every other day.
Yep.
Love that. I like that.
Miss watching the Caps. Wish I was still watching them.
Well, you can watch Stanley Cup Game 1 tonight if you want.
I mean,
this game will start at 8:00.
He's going to be playing poker.
Yeah, I mean, looking at flops. Now I'll watch it out of the corner of my eyeball while I'm mucking like Jack 4 off suit, but I don't know how close attention I'm going to pay to it. We'll see.
Now, this is in Edmonton, excuse me, but game one is tonight. Game two is Friday, so just a day break. But then game three isn't until Monday, so they're separating a little bit too. But tonight, Florida, Edmonton, 8 o'clock, if you want to watch. It's on TNT. Nats last night. Cubs are in town. Cubs is one of the best teams in the league. Nats got on top early, 2-1 or 3-1. I think it was 3-1 in the third. But then the Cubs came back, tied it in the fourth, and then tacked on four more in the fifth. Trevor Williams gets the loss. He allowed 5 runs on 5 hits in 4 1/3. So he falls to 3-6 ERA, just over 6. You know, the Cubs kind of called it a litmus test for the Nats after their nice little streak. The Cubs are 38-22, 18-11 on the road. They're just really, really good. You got a great lineup. Michael Busch, 3 hits, 3 RBIs last night, including a home run. I got to mention the Rockies.
Yeah, they got a dub.
They got back-to-back dubs. They beat the Marlins. Their first series win of the year out of 19 series.
Good for them.
They've only won back-to-back games one other time, and that was in late April. But they got a win yesterday over the Marlins 3-2. So, I mean, the Marlins, that's pretty bad if you're losing to the Rockies back-to-back. But anyway, so that's the Rockies' 11th win. So they're 11-50 and 5-28 on the road. Astros beat the Pirates 3-0. Skeens gets the loss. He's 4-6 ERA, just over 2. I believe he's had 3 games this year where he's pitched at least 8 innings where he's got the loss. Or either he got the loss or he didn't get the win.
He should consider sitting out. I mean, he might win the Cy Young with like a 8-15 record or something.
Yeah.
It's an absolute joke what the Pirates lineup is. You go 8 innings and give up 1 run and have, what, 9 strikeouts and 1 walk? That's the second time this year he's got a loss after pitching 8 innings and giving up 1 run.
He got a loss in Philly where they lost 1-0. He went 8, allowed 3 hits and 1 run, got the loss there. He got a loss in the, he didn't go 8, but he went 7 against Cleveland. They lost 3-0, only allowed 2 earned runs there. So in the last, call it 46 innings pitched, he's only allowed 9 earned runs.
I mean, he's balling.
So his ERA since May 1st is about 1.7.
It's similar to what DeGrom went through a few years ago, right? When he was dominating and winning like 6 or 7 games. But losing like 15.
And it sucks in baseball.
And winning a Cy Young maybe one of those years.
He won the Cy Young with like 12 wins.
And in baseball, these young guys, they're under team control for so long. Like, I mean,
6 years.
He may have like the best years of his career completely go to waste in Pittsburgh. Like, I mean, he could blow his arm out next week.
Can we just get him on a serious club? And I know Pirates fans are, you know, extremely frustrated that they're just wasting a generational talent.
Right.
Well, you're going to have to wait a few years unless they trade him.
I'm sure he's already had discussions with his agent basically saying, the second that I can get out of Pittsburgh, you're getting me out of Pittsburgh. No matter what.
Like, yeah, but that's
down the road.
That's 4 years away.
Yeah.
Lance McCullers Jr. actually beat the Pirates last night. Remember, Lance McCullers Jr. was the pitcher for the Astros who was getting death threats from someone who was betting on the Astros. And he bet on McCullers or the Astros when they got pounded by the Reds. And then he sent out death threats to not just McCullers, but to his family. They found out who it was. He's someone who was betting overseas, I'm guessing somewhere over in Europe. Now the guy is saying, I apologize, and I want to apologize to him. And McCullers said, all right, it's fine. I'll forgive you, even though maybe he says that publicly, but privately maybe not. But anyway, Skeens gets the loss.
EB all over it. All right, so Scherzer won back-to-back Cy Youngs with the record of 20-7 and 16-6. Then in 2018, DeGrom won the Cy Young. His ERA was 1.7, 10-9.
Right.
Then he won it again in 2019 with an 11-8 record.
Right.
So in his 2 seasons where he won Cy Youngs, he combined to go 21 and 17.
Yeah, but they're actually looking at the body of his work instead of just dumb wins and losses.
Yeah,
of course.
So that's smart.
Yeah, of course.
That's what it just, should be.
Right. I don't think JP's arguing that. He's just saying, I mean, the team sucks.
Yeah, you can have a crap record and still win the Cy Young.
It's just 100%. Really stunning because if you look at, like I said, Scherzer's record, mm-hmm. you go before him, Kershaw finished 21 and 3 1 year.
Yeah.
That's what you're used to seeing sure. with the Cy Young.
Yeah. It's got to be very difficult for Pirate fans to watch their ace go out there, pitch great every time he takes the mound. And more than likely, they're going to lose.
I mean, Chris Sale won the Cy Young last year. He was 18-3.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what you're accustomed to. You're not accustomed to Paul Skeens, who might win a Cy Young and go 8-10.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see how that progresses. All right, French Open real quick. We talked about it on the men's side. You had a couple of Americans alive in the quarterfinals yesterday. Francis Tiafoe, the local kid. He lost to Lorenzo Musetti of Italy, lost in four sets. And then Tommy Paul got worked by Alcaraz, of course, the favorite to win. He lost in straight sets. Believe he lost Love 1-4. Yes, he did. So Musetti will play Alcaraz. And then on the other side, Djokovic still alive. He'll play against Zverev today. And then Bublik faces Jannik Sinner, who's the one seed. So maybe he is the favorite. On the women's side, got a couple of Americans still alive. Coco, she'll face Madison Keys. They're playing right now. We got to put it on. Keys won the first set 7-6. Coco's up in the second 4-3. So,
the other match that's going on right now, nobody would know who this woman is. Her name's like Lou Busson. Mm-hmm. She's a French woman. She was a qualifier. She's ranked 361st in the world, mm-hmm. and she is playing today to go to the semifinals of the French Open.
Well, that's
she's playing
sick.
Andreeva, the
in her home country.
Seed.
She's about to make the semis
in her home country. She's a wild card.
That's
entry.
Pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
Good yeah. for her.
All right, so we'll put on that Madison Keys Coco match.
Watch coming up a little bit later, we got John Shambi to fill us in on Major League Baseball. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, he'll jump on at 9. We're the Junkies, coming right back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Up at 8:45, it's a game show Wednesday. Got some good prizes to give away, so you want to stay tuned for your chance to win those prizes at 8:45. We have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. That gets you into all their restaurants, their spots like Circa, Trio Grill, Salt, El Bebe, and Open Road. We met one of the guys from Open Road yesterday at 1757.
We did. That's correct.
And he was wearing his shirts at Open Road Distilling, and he said, "How come Bish isn't sharing any of the swag?"
That's a great question.
I don't have any of those.
Fantastic question.
He said it straight up. Cakes was right next to me.
I think we need an inquiry. We need some sort of investigation launched.
Forget his name. He said he was Matt's partner.
Yeah, it's Vince.
Yes.
Yeah, big dude. He's a great guy.
Nice guy.
He's like, I don't know if he's the head chef, but
okay,
he's the brains behind all the recipes.
Very good.
And he's 50% owner, but I don't have one of those. He had a nice golf shirt on,
he did,
correct?
Yeah.
I don't have one of those. I have this.
Interesting.
This is an Asher just jacket.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice jacket.
It's really nice. But I don't have the golf shirt.
Cakes, you heard it, right?
I heard it. I was right there. I was standing three feet away.
He's just busting my balls.
I don't know. Could use some swag. He said you're hoarding them.
He does come in with Open Road stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this jacket.
He has a full outfit.
And he knew exactly the shirt that this guy is wearing, even though you didn't see him.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, next time he goes out there, maybe he can address the situation.
Speaking of food, Popeyes. I don't know how often you guys go to Popeyes. I have one close to my house. I go every once in a while. They have a new menu item that they're trying to compete with McDonald's with. Now, I don't know that McDonald's is known necessarily for their snack wraps.
Ooh,
that's not
the
their
item.
Number one
okay,
seed.
Right.
But some people enjoy their snack wraps. Popeyes is going to come up with a chicken wrap.
All right.
I bet that's going to be good.
I think that's reasonable.
Now, is it going to be grilled chicken or fried chicken?
Oh, it looks like fried chicken. Oh,
I mean, when's the last time you went to Popeyes for grilled chicken?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
Do they even have grilled chicken on the menu?
I don't know if they
offer it. I don't know. Some of these places do.
Yeah.
I mean, Wendy's has a grilled chicken wrap.
Yes. No, Popeyes is going to have the chicken wrap. They say that they are generously sized and available in three bold variations. It's hand-breaded, battered chicken tender, lettuce, shredded cheese, and crunchy pickles.
I think I saw the price point. I thought it was a little aggressive, but I mean, I guess everything is expensive now. I think it was $3.99 per wrap. Is that right, Drab?
$3.99.
That's a little pricey.
Isn't that a little
girl? Didn't those used to be about $1.49?
That should be like, yeah. I think the top, like, that should top out at like $2.99.
Is that the Popeyes one is going to be $3.99?
I think so. Yes. I think I saw the ad on TV.
The McDonald's one can't be that.
No, because that's small. But could the Popeyes one be big enough that that's your meal?
Maybe. Maybe it's plentiful enough that it's stuffed with enough chicken and ingredients that it's worth $4. Mm. I don't know.
Customer demand is what brought the snack wrap back from McDonald's, because it was like one of those iconic things that they took off the menu that everyone kept talking about that
really?
They loved.
Yeah. I mean, I've had one before, but I've never looked at the menu and said, gotta have that snack wrap back. I mean, I don't think it'd be in my top 10 for McDonald's orders. A snack wrap?
Yeah, I think it comes back next month.
Now, if they take off the McChicken, then there's going to be, people are going to be in a full-blown uproar, especially the spicy McChicken. So can't take that away.
I'm sorry if you said it already. I apologize. Is it going to be a fried piece?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it looks kind of like their chicken sandwich or their chicken tenders.
Sure.
With just, a little wrap around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, brilliant. Just take a tendy and put it in a wrap.
Right. They're repurposing the chicken into a different form.
Are you into all the flavors of potato chips and Doritos?
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. I had a revelation yesterday at the Purple Heart Open. I had never had this flavor before, and it was in the lunchbox that they provided.
Cakes couldn't stop talking about it.
It has to be one of my top seeds now, and I'd never had it before yesterday. EB, what do you think about spicy dill pickle potato chip?
Look what I have up here. Before you even mentioned it.
It was so good.
I don't know. I love dill pickles. I don't know if I would. Can I try one?
I mean, I don't have one on
me. I'd like to try one.
So did you have a Ruffles?
No, that was
so there's seven new potato chip flavors.
Brand. I can't
from
remember.
Who?
I can't remember the brand name.
Miss Vicky's.
Miss Vicky's. That's what Vicky's. It was.
Yeah, they don't miss.
Miss Vicky's is strong.
So Ruffles came out with.
I'm a fan.
They have spicy dill pickles. So Ruffles, of course, is known for the ridges and their potato chips. But Fritos.
Okay. I like Fritos. Big fan.
They're coming out with lime and jalapeno
and
flavor twists.
I'm in already. Love it. The chili cheese Fritos are kind of slept on too. Drab. I think you would agree.
Doritos.
Solid.
Coming out with.
Solid offering.
Twisted queso.
Who's coming out with Twisted?
Doritos.
That's a new flavor of Dorito. It's hard. I'll be honest. It's hard to keep up with the proliferation of Doritos flavors. There's probably 25 to 30 of them in the rotation at this point.
Twisted queso. Like you put chips and queso in front of me. Sure. I don't know that I've ever been unhappy.
I think the latest Doritos iteration I've had, Golden Sriracha. Not bad. Decent. I mean, it's not their top offering, but I gave it a run.
I don't even know if I would try this. This seems gross to me. Utz is coming out with lemonade flavor.
I would try it. I would attempt it.
I've never been a huge Utz guy.
What am I? Wavy Lays.
You're a Wavy Lays guy?
I'm a Wavy Lays. 100%.
Isn't Utz really thin? Aren't the chips really, really thin? As opposed to the Ruffles?
I think I get the ruffled Utz, though. But the Utz are thin, the regular ones,
I don't know if it was like a paid spot, but I did see influencer raving about the lemonade potato chips.
Oh, really? Okay. Right.
Cheetos has a Flamin' Hot cheddar barbecue. It just seems like a lot's going on.
The Flamin' Hot is for the teenage and early 20s set. I think once you get into your 40s and 50s, you don't need to eat foods that have Flamin' Hot in front of them, for the most part.
Lay's has a Thai style red curry.
Not the biggest
again,
fan.
To me, too much
the
going
fan
on.
Of Thai food. So I might actually give that one the Heisman if I had to.
I'm not a Steph Curry guy.
I don't think I'm a curry. I don't really like spicy.
And Lay's also has cakes. I could see being into this. Southern biscuits and gravy.
Oh,
I like that.
How good biscuits and gravy are.
Biscuits and gravy.
I know, but in a potato chip?
Yeah, if you like that flavor, and then you just merge it with a potato chip, a top three snack.
Well,
why wouldn't you at least dabble?
Did you mention
with it?
Like the crab chips or whatever that have been around for years?
No, I mean I'm talking about these are new. These are kind of like new releases,
new innovative flavors.
I mean, you like the crab? Do you like the crab chips of Valdez?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right. Wouldn't love that.
But hey, maybe I'll go to Popeyes today. It's in my rotation, not heavy rotation. I pretty much go out to lunch every day. That's my thing.
You go out to lunch every day?
Yeah.
Well, that's a life leap.
Well, we used to go to lunch every day as a group way back in the day. I've just continued the tradition
maybe
solo.
Maybe a couple times a week, but every day.
Oh, we went every day. We would go to Wendy's we would go to Wegmans. We would go to Honey Baked Ham.
I mean, every day.
So you stop off somewhere at fast food or a sub shop every single day?
Not every day, but most days. Every
four day. Four out of 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Sliding money on
that's
there.
A lot.
Big bonfire money over there.
Dylan and I hit Jersey Mike's yesterday.
Ah, very good.
Okay, it's good stuff.
JP's keeping the economy afloat. Oh,
yeah. He's keeping all these places
everybody
in business.
Everybody else is like reining in their spending. JP's just doing this.
That's my life.
Let's go, baby.
You know what? I don't shop. I don't do these other things.
Everybody has their thing, what they spend money on. Yeah. You just love you love going to Subway.
He loves commerce.
Yeah. I go get my two slice special at Giuseppe's.
Oh, that's a good deal.
It does hurt me that our boss, Chris Kinard, he's doing the leftovers bit.
Okay.
Because he's such a big silly now with the company.
Right.
And I used to see him going out to and pizza or whoever, and have these big silly lunches.
Right.
And he told me that he's nubbing it now. He's bringing these nubs for like brown bag lunches. And he's like putting it just looks so sad.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. But
is it sad guy summer?
It's the saddest lunches. And he's so disappointed by it.
Yeah. Tupperware is butt sad.
Yeah. Hey, we've missed some bonuses. So is he.
Yeah. I'm bringing in yogurt and throwing cashews in them in the morning. I feel like a big brokey.
All right, got to take a break. 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll talk a little Commanders next. Is their offense still going to be one of the most prolific in the league? We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.